All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Daddy Daughter Podcast. I'm Angel Mercado. I'm your host. Here we go. The intro. All right, so today is August 5th. A lot of things going on in the news. A couple of mass shootings here. Not fun to talk about. It's August. Summer is coming halfway through. We're getting ready, talking about school. A lot of things going on. Got the kiddies running around there. Preseason football just started, so we're excited about that. So a lot to talk about right now. We're going to start, you know, this is our inaugural podcast here. We're talking about life, love, pursuit of happiness. We do judo. We do BJJ. My girls here, they love Roblox, and they love, you know, all these YouTube channels, unboxing videos, all kind of stuff. So I figured let's go somewhere. Let's talk about it. Just a good way to get them on the mic and just see what they're thinking. You know, there's times where you sit at the dinner table and you don't have all the time because you're chewing and we're talking about a bunch of stuff, but you can't really sit down and break down what they're talking about. Other times we're just moving so fast. So this is kind of a way for me to sit down and see what's in them on their mind and see what they want to talk about. Good stuff. Let's see how it works out. All right. So what's on my mind today? I had my afternoon BJJ roll, lunchtime roll, get my burn some calories. Otherwise, I'm going to, you know, McDonald's or Wendy's and getting some junk food, which is my favorite food in the world. Cheeseburgers, I know, is the worst thing possible, but according to Dr. Drew, it's the best. It has both, you know, you have some carbs in the bread, you have vegetables, you have lettuce, you have dairy, you have the cheese. Of course, you got the protein, you got the meat, then you add mayonnaise and all kinds of pickles and stuff, and it just becomes a fantastic meal. But of course, once you pass, you know, the second one, like me, then becomes an issue. But I digress. So, yeah, so I'm at the gym today. Usually Mondays are really light, so it kind of becomes semi-private, which is really cool because you can focus on the couple of guys you're rolling with. But for today, we had a friend that actually moved away. We out here in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. So they moved away. So they actually went out to California for some time, went back to Pittsburgh, then back to California. But nonetheless, they were here today. They came to visit, and for whatever reason, you know, visiting families or friends or whatever. But they took a time out from their day to come out and visit us at the gym, which was awesome because, you know, when you see a friend, they go away. So, you know, all you start is just stalking them on Facebook, if you will, or you just see what's going on in their lives. And of course, you give them a thumbs up or a smile. But, you know, it's good when you see them after a while, you know. So it's probably been a year, I guess. It feels like that. But again, I'm pretty terrible when it comes to time. But yeah, it was good to see a friend of ours who just came down, rolled with us, and admittedly said that they haven't been rolling as much as they were when they were here. Because of course, you would imagine, you know, new life, new area, learning new things, you know, setting down some new roots or whatever. But it's hard. But you know, when you see friends and they go away, you know, you miss them. But then, so when they do come back for a visit, you know, either you go see them in their whatever city that they're at, and or if they just come back to visit in your town, it's always good to see an old friend, as long as they were, you know, a good friend and or not a jerk. But it was good to see our friend here. So we wish her the best way. You know, she's leaving, you know, she was going to be here for a couple of days, and she was going back out to California. But still, it was a good roll, good stuff, good time seeing an old friend. And oh, it's always good stuff. I hope you guys feel the same. I'm not sure. Tell us what you feel. Anyway. Let's see what's going on. All right, guys. Now we have Olivia. Hi, Olivia.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
Good.
Good. So, introduce yourself. What's your name and how old are you?
Hi, I'm Olivia Mercado, and I'm 12 years old.
Good. So you're, you know, first time on the mic here with your dad, and so we're excited to have you do this. So tell me what's exciting news for today. You got some exciting news, huh?
I just got my school information.
Good. So you're excited about school, huh?
Yes.
Where's school start?
August 26th.
That's not too far away from now. So just a couple more weeks left for having fun in the summer.
Yep.
Good. So it's a different part of your life now. You're going into what grade now?
Seventh grade.
Okay, good stuff. So you have a friend who's told you before about the teachers because she's ahead of you, right? She's ahead of in a different grade. What grade is she in?
Eighth.
She's in eighth grade. So she knows these teachers that you're going to be visiting. So that's pretty cool. So, but you don't know, you have to talk to her about these new teachers.
Yes.
So what are you most excited about for sixth grade this year?
I'm excited about life science.
Good. Yeah. We were just talking before we got on the mic. You were saying something about, you know, some kind of science and using beakers and all kinds of stuff. Hold on a second there. Sorry, get interrupted from the background over there. So life science, what's life science?
I think it's about like all chemistry and things.
Oh, we don't know what it is. Oh, we'll find out, right?
Yes.
Okay, so good stuff. All right, so let's hold on a second. All right, guys, we have a new visitor who walked into the studio, into our basement studios here. It's my other daughter, Sophia Mercado. Sophia, say hello.
Hello.
Well, tell us something about yourself. How old are you?
9 years old.
Good. What grade are you going into?
Fourth
grade. So tell us about your day today. You got something in the mail? What did you get in the mail today?
I got my certificate to see what my teacher was.
Oh, who your teacher's going to be?
Mr. Stettler in fourth grade.
Oh, so everybody likes Mr. Stettler, huh?
Yes.
Everybody says he's a good teacher. Why did they say he's a good teacher?
He's a good teacher because he's very inspiring.
Oh, that's a good one. We won't need a teacher to be inspiring. That's good stuff. That's exciting. So you'll be going to what grade now?
Fourth
grade. Good stuff. What's the name of your school?
Paxtonia Elementary School.
Oh, she almost forgot. That was a test to see if she remembered. Well, there's only a couple of weeks left for summer, so what are you guys going to do for the rest of the summer?
We're going to do bowling, get air.
What about you, Olivia? What are you going to be doing?
Going rock climbing.
Rock climbing. That's one of these things these girls like to do. They like to go rock climbing or kind of cool stuff like that. That's cool. What games you guys played this morning?
We played Roblox and Minecraft. And we downloaded a new game called the Cat Game.
Oh, the Cat Game. Well, then you're going to have to show me about that. What's new? What that game is about?
Cats.
Oh, that makes it easy. That makes it easy for that.
You adopt cats.
That's pretty exciting. So I was saying before, Sophia, before you came into the studio, that this is our first time doing this podcast, and we're going to try to do it every day if we can. We could talk about different things. So would you guys want to say anything before we hang up here? All right, very good. Olivia talking with her mouth closed. Well, hope you guys enjoy what you're listening to. Hope you guys follow us. Hope you guys listen to what we're saying and give us some feedback. Well, thanks for listening. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.